anything else that gets said.
At least we'll have it captured.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Well, how's the week been going, man?
Man, I've been sick off and on.
You and me both.
Man, it's not. I've had a tummy thing going on, and I just saw something floating in my wine. That's not making me happy now.
Be messing with the wine now.
Now I have to drink the wine down to find where to... I'm not wasting no wine.
I saw a comment somebody had said the other day. They said, I dropped my iPhone in my iced tea, and I either just swallowed a piece of lemon or a big hunk of earwax. I don't know which.
Right. And that's how the story goes. Now, my aunt, I got to write this down. My aunt is in a movie called Collapse. Trailer is on YouTube. She's one of the zombies in one of the and actually in two scenes. She's a zombie in two scenes, and I need to kind of promote that. Collapse. I don't even know how to spell it right. I got to look.
Collapse, like C O L L. That collapse.
Yeah, C O L A P S E. Feature film on Facebook. They're working on getting an American release. They've already had an overseas release, and they are working on American release, but the trailer is out. It's not 100% like Walking Dead, but I think it's a tad bit more comical in the fact that the guy is like, he does it, from what I could tell from the trailer, he doesn't know if he's going to be home or not. Or, you know, if there's other people around his home or not. And it's crazy that way. I'm kind of like liking that whole thing. I'm still trying to find. And I had to drink a red wine, so I have no idea if there's something really floating. But suddenly I choke in the show. You know why?
Swallow down the fly.
My youngest sister actually knows about the show now, which scares me because she's what is it? What are the people that knock at your door on Saturday for no apparent reason?
If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witness. Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not a bad thing. Oh. Okay, I'm stopping my log me in. I just realized I had log me in running. That's a network eating up. I'm looking at my stuff going, okay, what's eating up network speed while I'm doing this? And there's nothing wrong with her being a Jehovah's Witness. It's just I need to sit down with her and have like a one-on-one and just figure out, because out of all the religions I've been in my life, that is the one I have not been. And I have to.
Oh, I'm no kidding.
And that is one of the ones I need to kind of find out a little bit more.
It's one of the ones they make the most jokes about too, because just for the simple thing you said, they go recruit people by knocking on their door, right. You know. So there's going to be jokes about it,
right? And she's tried several times to recruit us, and I love you, sis, but I just don't see myself being a Jehovah's Witness at this moment. I believe in Jesus. I don't want to go any further than that. Because I know she may play this back. Right. She does have the capability to see this, and I don't want her to be mad at me for it. It's a conversation.
The only thing I've ever heard about Jehovah's Witness is I think their core belief is that this life is mainly to service the next life.
Correct.
I think that's about the only thing I've ever really heard about.
That's what I've heard too. So it's up in the air. My daughter's on, which is kind of crazy. Congratulations, Taylor, NIU. I'm kind of looking to see, and her cousin's on. I'm trying to see what family I have on. My aunt is supposed to be on, and I'm kind of scared about that.
Oh, you can actually see who's on, not just how many people, huh?
Within Facebook, I can see who's on. I'm about to blast on Facebook. Guess what I'm doing? You know. I just every time I blast it on Facebook, that's when I just go, ooh. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to blast it on Facebook. It's about 15 minutes till. I'm going to do it on Google+.
That's when you start cringing, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to do it on Google Plus. That way it'll migrate down. Do the big blast and then... Oh, bacon and cheese crickets.
I've been meaning to ask you, what's your fascination with bacon? I saw the bacon-flavored toothpaste thing.
You know, bacon is, you know, a lot of people think that eating fatty foods is bad for you, and the actual truth of it is eating anything that contains sugar is bad for you, and in all forms of sugar. And people don't realize that yeast, rice, some beans have the sugar in them. And starchy foods have that get turned into sugar in your body, thus causing it. So I'm on a crusade to eat more meat.
The turkey diet. Well, no, not turkey bacon. I guess it's got to be the real thing, though.
No,
the
bacon. It can be turkey bacon. It can be all forms of meat, fish, poultry, beef. But on the other side of that, you're gonna stay away from starchy foods. So you're going to stay away from rice.
That's
you're
going to
stay away from beans. You're going to stay away from potatoes. You're going to stay away from your pastas, but you can have your vegetables. You can have your leafy green vegetables. You can have carrots. You can have all those types of things. It's kind of going back to remembering that we as a human race haven't really evolved food-wise as much as our Neanderthal antecessors. We're pretty much still the beef, vegetable. I mean, they weren't making bread back then. They were grabbing leaves and killing animals and eating them, and that's pretty much how your body is still working, you know. And then there's some scientific stuff that debunks the whole, you know, fatty foods is bad for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't... there's a book called... Why We're Fat. I forgot the exact title for it, but it's like Why We Get Fat and How to Change It, something like that.
Yeah, I've heard something similar that, you know, if you don't eat fat, what little fat you do get, your body like holds on to it because it's afraid, you know, hey, we might not get any more of this, we better keep it.
Right.
Whereas if you eat plenty of fatty foods, it's like, hey, we got plenty, let's burn some of this off.
And and what's funny is like people get worried about their cholesterol levels because they're eating fatty foods, but what happens is if you eat beef, yeah, it's called Why We Get Fat, and it's by Gary Kubitz. It's one of those things that scientifically breaks down stuff, and it breaks down the myth that you should have a high carbohydrate diet and a low fatty diet, when in fact it should be sort of the reverse, and why those diets work and why Atkins doesn't work.
You know, I was actually went on the Atkins diet at one point simply because I was trying to support some of my relatives that were doing it. And that is the most agitating diet out there. When I was on that, you know, anything that happened, I would blow up. It was just, I could not function properly on that diet. I was just pissed all the time.
And the reason why it doesn't work is because it's concentrated in all the bad ways you can eat. I mean, there's a common sense to eating meat.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
if you eat
sure.
meat on a grill, if you grill your meat instead of deep frying it, that makes sense. You know, you don't want to deep fry your meat as well as, you know, you want to grill it or you want to poach it or you want to do other things, you know, other ways of hold on a second.
It sounds like a monster's back there.
Calm down. Relax.
He's turning into a werewolf.
Yeah, he's a werewolf back there.
It sounded like it.
But anyway, you get that whole idea. And it's on. We can put this on like my diet views later on. Okay.
This has been a diet moment of the O Snap Show.
Yeah, diets on O Snap. Oh gosh. And there's no O Snaplets in the.
That's okay. Here we go. I got you covered right here.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That is. The only picture I have is my son being a pimp at 4 years old. That's the only picture I have.
Hey, that's nice.
Oh yeah, I have to give it to him. Huh?
Pretty photogenic there.
See, my wife was like, "What picture are you talking about?" I'm talking about my son.
You worried about what you're showing?
That's what I'm talking about. My son's a pimp. He don't know it yet, but I'm finna pimp him out for being a pimp.
Player in the making, huh?
And make me some extra money. Okay, we need to tweet this out. OSnapLive@brosus.com.
You know, speaking of fatty foods, I was at the Dogwood Trails Festival last week, and they had deep fried Twinkies and deep fried Snickers. How are you going to deep fry a Snicker bar, man? It was crazy.
Yeah,
I wasn't brave enough to try it, though.
I would have tried it. You know, you got to at least try it once.
I've had the deep fried Twinkie once before, but didn't venture out for the deep fried Snickers.
I'm putting your name first.
I feel so special.
Hopefully I spelled it right. Okay, yeah, I did. Okay. I guess I need to put the actual HTTP. / What is the show? What is the show link? You would think by now, as much work as I've done on that website, that I would know the damn show link by heart.
Well, you redid it though, right? Don't you have the Brosus thing now?
Yeah, it's brosus.com, and it's still listen to the show. Or no, it's not listen to the show. OSnap Show Live, that's what it is. I get them confused. But the funny thing is, we've been live for the last so many minutes. I don't need to really be. Let me do this. Ah, crap. Come on, Google Plus. Work for daddy. Oh, no.
Loudness.
Did you hear that? It had.
I sure did. What was that?
That was the bell tone. For some reason, it still had the old, what I had put in the Google Docs, the whole thing about the. All right, I'm going to blast it there, and then I'm going to copy that blast and put it into Facebook.
When you get a chance, I need you to remind me of what comes after the hashtag for XChat.
Well, that's a good question. Oh, you're asking the good questions today. The hashtag. O_snap. That's what it is.
Underscore. That's the part I was leaving out.
That's the part.
Can't forget the underscore.
Even I forgot the underscore. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I'm turning. There you are. Let me give you operator status. Give ops. Wazam. There you go. You are in there like McFlynn.
All right.
I like the fact that when you put brosus.com on, Mr. Beer is the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
If you ever do brosus.com in Facebook, the first thing it sees is the
Mr. Beer.
The Mr.
Link.
Beer. Yeah. That is perfect. Freaking awesome. Yeah. And let me do the OSnap show. Get it out the way. Got some cousins that I'm watching the show now. Now I gotta actually be funny. What the fuck? I've been so cautious about making sure that I even sent an email to Apple and had them make sure that they redirected the link correctly for the RSS feed for the show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause woohoo. I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, that's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
What are you guys doing?
Right now we're doing a show. What are you doing, Shelly? You're yelling, and it's on the mic. hey, you know what? There's a certain yell I want you to do for me right now. Why does it... Whenever I talk dirty, she turns away. Like, whatever. You don't need to talk dirty to me now. Wait till later. It's only
I don't know what she actually said, but it sounded like she said, and then?
You don't last long enough. 3 minutes isn't a real man. What?
Got to work on that stamina.
Oh, got it. I'm working on the stamina right now.
Go get some more bacon.
I'm getting some bacon and some bacon. That's stamina bacon. Bacon. What the hell did I hit that had a commercial? I hit a commercial somewhere.
Sounds like a Super Bowl halftime commercial.
I hit a Pepsi commercial or something.
Oh, hey, what's there up, guys? This is Insanul, one of the music editors over at Complex. We're here getting ready to
you get muted, son of a bitch. Gonna take over my show. It's not gonna happen.
Everybody wants the maritime.
Doggone it, you are not taking over my show, you son of a bitch. All right, we're 15 minutes into recording. Let's see. Well, oh, wow, I've got like 117 gigabytes. So recording time, audio recording time, I'm good.
Sweet.
Oh, I didn't get the intro going. Let me get the intro, and then we'll be good to go. Let's see. Was the last thing, hopefully the last thing I played was the intro. That would not be the intro. I'm glad it was that and not something else, because man, it could have been. Woo, baby.
Remind me later to tell you about something that happened similar to that.
Similar to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I had an interesting incident happen not too long ago. Ooh.
Luckily, it wasn't me. It was worse. It was a Catholic priest.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
It wasn't child porn, was it?
No, luckily it was only gay porn.
Oh,
just gay
porn.
He blasted it out to the whole congregation, though.
Oh, yeah. That's so much easier than... You can kind of explain that away.
Kinda,
like, hey,
you can kind of explain that.
Hey, yeah. Don't ask, don't tell. It runs in the church too, you know.
Right.
You can kind of get away with that, but you do some child porn and you're a murderer. I found that out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not that I personally found that out, but it's just like crazy how, like, you know, that's a
even criminals will kill you for that in prison. You know,
that's craziness. All right, I'm praying. See how I covered you up, and then you covered you up, and then. And it's funny running so little stuff. I actually should be able to close some of, like, the what I used to get that. The wine is buttery, and it's working on me.
Buttery, huh?
It's a Merlot. I don't know what my wife has been doing the last two. Red wine she's gotten have been buttery, and then she serves a steak, and it's just like, yes,
some butter wine with your steak.
It's like, yes. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting close to 40, but damn, that's a good ass wine right there when it's buttery. Huh? Have I started? I'm about to start. What, woman, are you getting? You should not even be in here. Turn off that TV. Everybody go in the back room. Give Daddy his props. And I'm going to get you in the back room later, woman. Oh. All right. I guess I should start it, huh?
About that time.
Oh, there's the thing that was in my beer. Why wine? It was on my lip. It begins.
Found the mystery item on your lip. That can't be a good thing.
That doesn't even sound right.
Yeah.
Somebody's got some splaining to do.
Didn't you write a check for $80? You think she might have went and cashed it today?
Sounds like Alan might have bought a flashlight or something.
I didn't buy a flashlight. No, I don't mess around with I don't mess around with the bank account anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's a wait a second. What
are you talking about, honey? Did you buy a book for $295? Just $2.95. Shelly, could you please go in the back room and take that TV with you?
Take that TV.
Take the TV with you. I'd like to see that one.
That I gotta definitely record more stuff like this for outtakes because I say some stupid shit sometimes. All right, it begins in 3, 2. This is Oh Snap for April 5th, 2012, with Keith and Davis and Alan Wade.
Yep, yep.
Oh.
Beginning the show. That there's more to that, but we're beginning the show because we've pretty much began the show 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, we've been wrapping it around here for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Goodness gracious, this is Oh Snap. We're basically a show that two guys just talking about things that make them say Oh Snap for about an hour. My name's Alan Wade, and that there in the booth is Keith Davis.
Howdy, howdy.
And we're going to just start into it. How has your week been? Let's get personal. How has your week been?
God, what a week.
Vent, brother, vent.
Man, last week, you know, I missed the show because old Gramps decided he was going to do a little too much walking, and he toppled over, smashed his leg.
Gracious. He's doing all right, though.
Yeah, he's good now. He's not moving around as good, but had to help old grandma out. Got to go mow a yard tomorrow. But yeah, it's been a busy week, man. Been a busy week.
Yeah, I've had the shits. I think I think the worst nightmare of a man can have is that unexpected wake up in the morning and go, that wasn't a fart.
And Charmin will be happy.
And you go, okay. Now here's the creepy nasty thing of it is, as I'm having that moment and I'm on the toilet and I'm thinking to myself, what was it that I ate beforehand
that
caused it to me? I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, it's 3 o'clock.
Was it an on time dump, or was it like one of those dumps that come when they're not supposed to? You know,
it wasn't timed or anything. It just happened, and then it became 3:30, and then it became 4 o'clock.
At least you're sitting on the pot.
and I'm thinking to myself, my wife is not gonna like what I'm gonna have to say next. And I'm like, okay, I've got to call into work. So I get back in bed. I'm thinking I'm good, and then, oh no, that's not a fart.
And the same thing happened to Sam Kennison.
And I'm like, oh gosh, what in the world? You know. So I'm calling my supervisor.
Yeah.
While I'm taking a dump. And I'm thinking, hey, it's a break in the movement.
This might be a good time.
This might be a good time. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in because I'm going to be doing this another 2 or 3 more hours.
Yeah.
So I'm calling. I'm like, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to make it into work. I'm having a little stomach problems, and
a Ferris Bueller moment.
And I kid you not, the response from my supervisor was, no, you stay home.
Don't, please don't
you
come
stay
in here
home
like that.
And get better. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe. And she hung up. It was like, oh, crap. And I'm so like the next day I'm at work and I'm like trying to work good and I keep looking at my supervisor. I'm like, hi, how you doing? She just doesn't look me eye to eye the whole day.
It's like, didn't wear white pants, I hope.
No, I didn't wear white pants. Although there is a video, I should put a you know what? Doggone it, I'm gonna play this. There is a YouTube video of a girl that is craps her pants. I'm looking at poop pants girl.
That is crazy.
And and she was on camera and she was giving an interview and in the middle of the interview runs rampant.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you're human. It happens. We all know it happens. It's not something that any of us are proud when it happens.
Right.
Oh, and here it is. And she's and like it's gonna be weird.
Okay. De Amstelhaven of zo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's from Holland.
Kunnen we beginnen?
Ja. Ben ik klaar voor?
Ja.
She's like, look, I gotta go poop.
Ja, hallo en welkom bij Tina TV. Iedere week weer een kijkje in de showbiz. Deze week gaat het misdaad worden met niemand minder. Ik ben blij dat hij er is. John van den Heuvel.
Hey.
Hey John, leuk dat je er bent. Waar ik benieuwd naar ben, wat vind jij naast jouw eigen programma nou de beste misdaadprogramma's op televisie?
Gaat goed, Tina?
Ja. Jawel.
Oké.
Okay. Ja?
Ja, zeker.
Ja? Pak mee die beginpresentatie was goed.
Notice she's holding her tummy.
Ja. Ja. Sorry, ja. Oké. Okay. Ja. Niemand minder dan John van den Heuvel. John, hi, mijn eerste vraag aan jou. Wat vind jij nou, naast jouw eigen programma, de beste misdaadprogramma's op televisie?
Ja, dat is toch het programma wat eigenlijk al jarenlang op de Nederlandse televisie te zien is. Het programma van Peter R. de Vries.
Ja.
Is natuurlijk een beetje concurrent voor me, van me, maar ja, op zich...
Oh!
Ja. Oh jongens. Nou. Ik heb een ongelukje. Ik ben. Fuck.
Oh, and she was wearing white pants.
Nou, waardeloos, zeg.
Yeah, and she was wearing white pants. So, you know, it can happen on TV.
Was she on live TV? You know.
I'm hoping she wasn't on live TV because. Whoa. I mean, you know, everybody's got that moment, and it's happened to everybody. So it's not something that's it's embarrassing when it happens and everybody doesn't want to I have my embarrassing moment about being drunk one night coming into work a little bit tipsy still had to go take a large one and I hear and I didn't know there was a guy next to me in the next So I'm not flushing, no courtesy flushes whatsoever, you know.
Right.
And I just hear, just silently next to me, Uncle. Uncle. Literally, he was just going, Uncle. 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 And I kept hearing that, and then finally, I courtesy flush, and he goes, Thank you. I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, Oh my God. I hope that's not a supervisor. I have no idea who it is. I'm still feeling the heat from being drunk on my head, and I'm just like, oh, this is wrong. So anyway, I've embarrassed myself on the internet now. So, Keith, you got any embarrassing stories?
Actually, I don't have one quite that bad, but when I was in school once, I had to take a mad piss, okay? I had just drank all kinds of juice and everything, and I was sitting in this auditorium because we were practicing the school play, and I was just watching. I wasn't in the play. But I was too embarrassed to go ask the teacher if I could go to the bathroom. And I'm like, you know what? I got on black pants. It'll blend. So I just let it rizz, you know. Unfortunately, your jeans are shiny. Even if they're black, they're going to be shiny. So, yeah, I got busted. Mom had to bring me some new clothes. So, yeah, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, it's not. And you know it's embarrassing about this is my son's been having some accident problems lately too, and I'm just like, oh, I remember those days. Ooh, excuse
part
me.
Part of life.
Man, it's part of life. Everybody does it. You can't really, you know, part of me is like, man, I should spank him because he shouldn't do it. And then the other part of me is like, I've done it myself. I can't really, you know. It's like, I wasn't that far from it 2 days ago. What am I going to, you know, how am I going to.
Was that a buttery wine burp I just heard?
Yes, that was a buttery wine. What in the world did you buy me, Shelly? What wine is this? It's a Merlot.
It's a Merlot.
It's a Merlot. Supposed to get you drunk so I can get laid, motherfucker.
Drink it up.
Drink it up so I can get some. All right. I guess we can get into, since we were talking about urinations. Oh, snap. It's D-Dubs in the house. Hey, D-Dub. How you doing? I'm sorry that you're hearing all these drunk comments about urination and pooping and stuff. I'm sorry. Yes, my show will have farts, poops, and everything else in between. An information technology worker accused of urinating on colleagues' chairs at an office in Iowa has surrendered to police yesterday.
Excuse me.
Apparently, Mr. Foley, 59 years old, declined to comment to the Associated Press on Tuesday, but police say some coworkers have complained about stains on their chairs and a security system was installed. Police say they caught Foley in the act of urinating on the back of their chairs. The damage, now here's the kicker, the damage to the chair was over $4,500.
What?
That's some stain and urine right there.
I guess they chunked the chair out after that one, huh?
If you pee on a chair and it costs more than $1,000, you need to go
chair.
See a urologist because you've got some diseases or something wrong with you.
Now, was this an intentional pissing or accidental?
No, this thing? Was intentional. He was apparently pissed off.
Literally, man. he's pissed off, so someone got pissed on.
Apparently, pun intended.
Sounds like.
Oh gosh. Yes, I am drinking wine.
Amongst other random objects that float in it.
Apparently. You were gone, but the last Thursday.
Yeah.
Let me go get the box so you can see.
Okay. He's rummaging through some things.
I'm rummaging through
something.
We got our Mr. Beer, our sponsor, Mr. Beer.
Nice.
We got a 3-pack of beer. We got a Whispering Wheat. We got an Oktoberfest, and we got a High Country. The Whispering Wheat is brewing as we speak. We started it, and my wife added cherries to it. So we should have a cherry wheat wine within a month.
Get you some cherry wheat wine, get you a plate of bacon, and you'll be good to go.
Did I say wine? I meant beer. I don't know why I said wine. Beer. Cherry wheat beer. Wine is what I'm drinking. I'm all fuckered up.
Somehow it's transferring to me because I just said wine too.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. It takes at least 1 month to ferment correctly, and then everything will be all right in your pants. And you can't deal with that anyway for another.
Yeah, I got a little time. I'm drinking my non-alcoholic iced tea.
There you go. Keep it clean, son. Keep it clean, son. Mm-hmm. We will discuss that when you are released from duties. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, that story will be coming out soon.
Yes. I'm a friendly guy at work, and I think that the girls at work take advantage of the fact that I look 27, but I'm actually 37. They constantly ask me some silly questions.
Ah, you gotta explain this one. I gotta hear this.
So I get asked things like, do men really not like women with smaller breasts? And I have to answer this in a work setting.
Ah, they're setting you up, man.
And I'm thinking to myself, girl, you got big enough titties for both of us. But and a butt. But
depends on the man, I suppose.
I guess it depends on the man, because I'm a so I'm
how
a certified
that question.
How did I answer that question? I walked away.
That's a good response.
I walked away. I'm not getting HR talking to me the next day. But yeah, I to be honest, I'm a chubby chaser. I like things bigger than normal.
I guess I'm more of an ice cream scoop size mouth of watering flesh, whatever, you know.
Okay, that works. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. I've had my taste of the skinny as well as the fat, and
as long as they're structurally sound, you know, it's cool.
And D-Dub in there chiming away, better than mobs. Yeah, you're right. Man boobs, better than man boobs. Although I did see a girl with man boobs, and that scared the hell out of me.
And you know, I've seen one of those too. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And you probably know the girl I'm talking about at work.
I do.
Oh, so I hope none of the girls at work are listening right now, because they won't know who they are.
Oh, they wouldn't have a clue. Darling.
Oh, gosh. Did you have anything you wanted to discuss this hour of fun?
Well, you know, I did hear an interesting story similar to that. There was a girl who was somewhat flat-chested like that, I heard about. Mm. And she thought because she, you know, was so flat-chested that she didn't need to wear anything underneath the shirt.
Mm.
But she was going in public and, you know, people threw a fit about it in the community. And they said, you know, what are we going to do? That we need to ask this woman, just because she has small breasts, they're still breasts.
Right. Yeah, just a hairy nipple does not count as...
Exactly.
Damn, I'm getting in trouble at HR. Okay, so I have to make sure that HR department doesn't get an invite to the show.
Well, you were talking about Mr. Beer earlier, so
yes.
Let's tell these folks where they can get some Mr. Beer.
Hey, if you check out brosoos.com and click on the huge Mr. Beer link, you will get yourself... You know what? I don't think they have a discount anymore, but you will get yourself some of the lowest price home brewed kits available, starting at $25, going all the way up to $100. I got a Mr. Brew kit myself. I've got two, actually. You can find specials every once in a while. It depends on if they're doing, Oktoberfest is always a good time. They have tons of specials there. It, you know, when you're making the green leprechaun beer during around March. Yeah, around March, they do have discounts around that time. Just click the link on brosoos.com, check out the blog, check out the show, but also click on the link, and you can also, underneath that link, click on the donate to the website, and if you fill out the comment, I will say whatever is in that comment. So if you say, Alan, you have to say booty boofu for 3 hours, then I will be doing, hey, boony boofoo, boony boofoo, boony boofoo, because you bet. And it doesn't matter what you put in there. You don't have to put $10 into it or anything. You can put $1 into it, and for $1, you can get me to say pretty much anything. So those are the two ways you can support the show and support Mr. Beer, which I will have a live opening of the Mr. Beer on this show.
Sweet. And now, when you order this Mr. Beer kit, about how much beer can you make out of a kit? There?
You can make 8 1-liter bottles.
That's not too bad.
That is not bad at all. And it depending on what you do, if you do just the trial kit, which has the Mr. Beer 2-gallon fermenter and the I think it is the pale ale that they have that comes with it, and you have the 8 bottles that come with it, you can really feel drunk within one bottle. Trust me on this.
Gets the job done quick.
Gets the job done pretty quick. It takes probably between a month to do just a regular beer. What we're doing here may take just a little bit longer. We'll see. After 2 weeks, we're going to do a taste test and find out. But this is the, what me and the wife are doing is a complete experiment. We haven't done a mixture with fruit, and this is.
Well, now, what was it you were telling me about the beer you've got that's related to October time? You said something about an October beer.
Oh, yeah, we have an Oktoberfest.
Nice.
They do have their own Oktoberfest lager. It is a hopped malt abstract. It's an international series. This little can right here will do 2 gallons.
Wowzers.
Yeah. So it's an abstract. You heat this up a little bit. You put it into hot water. You drain it into... You make sure it's dissolved. It comes even with a little booster.
And free Indian
booster.
Bottles.
It comes... And look, with it... Now, this is the amazing part. If you're watching this on video, this really gets you. This big can comes with this little bitty pack of yeast, and this is the yeast that makes your alcoholic content. And this is no bigger than what, like a 2-3 inches.
Yeah, that looks like basically a Sweet and Low package.
Yeah, it's like a Sweet and Low package of yeast, but it does the job. Trust me.
Get her done.
Yep, and then we bottle it and we put sugar into it. But these are the main ingredients right here. These two things here.
The main ingredients.
The yeast and the sugar combines to make you drunk.
No, then the sugar is actually added afterwards. What I was holding was the booster. It actually boosts.
Okay.
It boosts the fermenting process so that you get more. And it's funny. They do say, you know, they do put on there, you know, if you put it in there longer, you will get more alcohol content out of your... You're brewing. I'm like, baby, why don't we put it in there for a month and make it instead of making a 5.4, why don't we make a 7.6? You know what I'm saying?
You're busted for moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of getting drunk and women and these things, did you see the new sponsor thing I threw up on the page?
Yes, apparently. I did see your new sponsor and I went, what?
What? Yeah, apparently there's this free video out there. Obviously they're selling this product that helps women get whatever man they're with to pop the question, entices them to want to get married. So I'm like, you know, I gotta check this out. So if you want to go watch this video, man, it's pretty entertaining, really.
Sweet.
It's tinyurl.com/girlgetsmarried. Just go watch that video. It's entertainment enough by itself. But you know, I think women are going to jump all over this thing. You know.
Oh, sweet. We. You know what I need to do is I probably need to. You know what? If people start putting a little money towards the show, I may be able to get it. Well, no, there's plans in the works, people, and I will put that to get a better, a bigger account on the website currently, and I will be able to have my man Keithan add his links to the website as they come along. But that's I gotta talk to him offline. I got a wife in the mix, you know. She.
Yeah, I hear you.
So on April Fool's Day, because we didn't do a show on April Fool's Day, ha ha ha.
That was the joke.
There was a prank played in Philadelphia, where they had a texting lane.
A what?
A texting lane. A lane for people who are walking. And they can text. And the joke went over well. People responded to it well. They thought it was funny. So you had your walking lane, you had your text lane, you had your bike lane. People thought it was quite funny. Now here's the funny thing that the Associated Press reports is that even though the texting lane was just for laughs, it's causing a serious issue, people walking down the street and texting. So they're starting to slowly think about the possibility of actually adding a real text lane.
So the joke turns into maybe a reality.
I was just like, really? Come on now. I mean, you know, if we want to believe Google and what Google has put out there as their April. Well, no, it wasn't even April Fool's. They put it out the day before April Fool's, but people thought it was an April Fool's. Google Glasses. They're actually thinking about having glasses that actually, you know, as you're walking to. I wish I had the. I need to look that up. It explains it way better than we're going to take 2 seconds. I'm going to look up the Google
These
glasses.
These are the glasses that have the screen in them, right?
Yeah, they have the screen in them. And yeah. It's a product that they're thinking about, but they haven't done. And I understand why they haven't done it yet, because it probably cost them a hell of a. oops, I wish I could spell Google correctly. There it is. Google Glasses Project. I'm going to find the video so we can actually hear what they say, the Google.
Yeah, I got to hear this. This sounds interesting.
It looks really cool. Looks like, you know, regular glasses that you would buy with just a little bitty square right there. And it would...
Would you like blink the letters you want to type, or how does this work?
You wouldn't blink. Well, I hope not. You wouldn't blink the letters you would type. Oh, wait. Where's the video? No. I got to go back. Got to go back and find the video. Let's see videos.
Makes me think of those glasses they had back in the 80s that had mirrors on the side that you could wear to the beach so you could see the nice young ladies behind that walked past you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I went into a old 80s old man phase there for a second. Every place I go that has this, like, we don't have it anymore. Hold on, let me...
So they actually made a prototype of these, I'm guessing.
No, they didn't make a prototype, but they did a video as a concept design. Here it is. And I'll move this over so you can see it.
Yeah. Meet me in front of Strand Books. At 2.
Okay.
Oh man, really? Hey there, guy. Hey there, little guy. Sweet. Remind me to buy tickets for Monsieur Gaino tonight. Where's the music section?
I can see how that would work.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yes, this is it.
Although I wouldn't, here yet? I wouldn't want to play the ukulele.
Voice activated glasses.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Want to go check out that new place I was telling you about?
Sure.
This truck's really good.
Hey, just a second.
My truck.
Good to see you again.
Thanks, man.
He's got a new place, Mountain City.
See you, dude. Whoa, cool. Take a photo of this. Share it to my circles. Oh, I'm running late. Music, stop.
Hi, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
You want to say something cool?
Yeah, sure.
Look at my pants. Oh, what's up?
Talking to his girlfriend.
Is that a ukulele?
Yep. Okay, here goes.
That's beautiful.
He sure did learn to play that ukulele quick.
Hey, dude. Just as fast as I learned to... Okay, anyway. So that's the idea behind it. I think it's a cool idea.
Everybody's going to be called Four Eyes now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what... Wait. You making fun of me? What do you know? Okay.
Hey, no. I got contacts. I can't talk.
I think that would be cool, you know, especially with the way they were saying it looked. They had it looked, and it looked like it was just like, you know, overlay over one eye, so it wasn't 100% intrusive or anything. You don't look like Geordi LaForge from Star Trek or anything. So I'm thinking that it could work. Now, I know the technology's not around. I know it's a futuristic thing, but I could see it maybe in the next 10 years.
Well, I tell you what, they've done some amazing improvements on voice recognition. You know, I've got this Drag and Dictate software, and it really picks up the words great now.
Yeah, before Apple decided to nix Dragon off of iPhone, I had it on my iPhone and it worked amazingly. And now, of course, it's Siri and it still works pretty good when the servers are up.
Right.
So,
I still use the Android voice to text thing and it works really well. I mean, you can actually text when you're going down the road without, you know, risking hitting someone.
Right, exactly. You know what? We are at the 30 minute mark.
Say what?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. And you know what? We need a musical interlude so we both can use the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to play something that may get me banned.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't know. We were listening to the rock and roll. And, you know, even though I'm a black man with a permed hair, I like to headbang. And... There's no better song to do that to than the Public Enemy, or no, the Anthrax version of Public Enemy's song.
Ah, here we go.
Bring the noise.
Bring it.
So we're gonna play this song. I'm gonna use the bathroom real quick. Probably about 3 minutes, and then we'll be back to the show.
Don't get stranded on the pot.
No, thank goodness I'm not not releasing the Beast Within this time. Okay.
What it can say to you, what you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say, make a miracle, D. I'm the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise.
Never batted in back, cause the brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt. Senator, soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters why across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations like question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the greatest.
Turn it up!
Bring the noise! In front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, to be much safer than a suicide, soul control, beat is the father of your rock and roll, music for what they're for, which and you call a band, man, making a music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know, you call demos,
but we ride demos too,
what you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat us for Sonny Bono,
beat us for Yo Bono,
run the MC for city, DJ could be a band, stand on his own feet, get you out your seat, beat us for Eric B and LL as well, hell,
Wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell, ever forever, universal and will sell. Time for me to exit, Terminator exit.
Turn it up!
Stand my man, the beat's the same when I post those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why it was. Roll with the rock stars,
you never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight.
Hey,
Monty in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Exercise checks, play to get paid. We got to check it out, then on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yo, I got like a shit. No,
wicked.
And he's back.
Yeah, I'm back. I think we need to do a musical interlude at the half hour mark. I think that's pretty awesome right there.
Yeah, good idea there.
It's an energy booster. Gives us both a chance to go hit the pot if I mean potty if we need to.
We got a wee-wee in the potty.
Yeah. Give me a time to adjust my wife beater.
Give you a little more room for some brew.
Yeah. Okay. So in New York, the police found a stolen truck while it was being buried.
What kind of bizarre story is that? Burying a truck you stole, huh?
Yeah. So authorities were investigating using a helicopter to find a stolen 26-foot-long truck. Spotted a man using a bulldozer to bury the vehicle in the western New York sand pit.
Did he steal the bulldozer too? Come on.
Jeez. I know. Officials say the box truck was stolen last week from a business in Wayne County. Police were told that the vehicle may be taken to Murray's, 25 miles west of Rochester. Investigators say that they flew over the sand pit. The owner's son was in the process of burying the stolen truck using a bulldozer. I don't know, but I've been told, but that sounds like somebody was trying to get some money.
Man, that's crazy. You got at least they didn't find a body in the front seat or something.
Right, exactly. That's just bad planning. It's like, dude, the cops
I don't
are looking.
What happened to it?
The cops are looking for it. Hurry up, bury it in the backyard.
They'll never find it.
We just buried it in the backyard, and it'll be fine.
How many vehicles have been buried that they didn't catch the person, you know? Makes you wonder.
Oh, yeah, because that's just craziness right there. That's just not even... That's not even sane. That's really... That's
So, does it say what they charged him with, besides the obvious theft?
Probably burying mischievous property. You know what? I closed the story, but I'm pretty sure, because it didn't say in the story, but that's
crazy.
That is crazy. Oh man, did we talk about Woman in Black? No, that was off the air.
That was unfair. Yeah.
Woman in Black gets a sequel, Angel of Death's in the works. The reason why I brought this story up is we've got Avengers, we've got Batman, we've got Superman, we've got The Hobbit all coming up. Oh no, actually The Hobbit's not going to be, but until next year. Yeah. But Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe starred in a movie called Woman in Black, and it was just officially announced that movie is going to get a sequel. So I haven't seen Woman in Black. I've heard tons of good things about it. I want to see it. I just wanted to mention it. That's all. I just thought.
You know, speaking of that sort of thing, have you heard of this woman with the dragon tattoo thing? Explain this to me. Is there several of these, or what? Have you heard of this thing?
There are several of these. It was a book originally, and the book became a movie in, I want to say, Sweden or Germany.
Oh, foreign film. Okay.
And the we in America, we love to do original stuff, so we did the movie. We did our version of the movie with James Bond and some lady, the current James Bond and some lady. So a lot of people are saying it's good. Read the book first.
Yeah.
There's several books. There's like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Kid with an Eye Poked Out, and Your Mama Molested Me, something like that along those lines. And
I was one of those nerdy kids that couldn't wait for the movies to come out half the time, so I always, read the book. But
you got a vibrator working there? What?
Hey, now, come on. Yeah, these very, very rude people that just want to call me when I'm in the middle of a show. Come on now.
They're probably like, dude, do you realize you're on TV?
Plus, it's grandma, so yeah, I'm going to answer that call right now.
Yeah, you know what? Last time you answered that call, right before...
Yeah, we know what happened last time.
Well, hey, you know what? To make you feel better, I had to install Log Me In on my computer. For those tech people out there who do listen to the show, yes, I have to use Log Me In for home family computer support. That means I could log into their computer and help them with their computer. I had to put it on my computer, tell my aunt So she would figure out how to use Skype. Yeah. So imagine how that conversation goes. So are you on the internet? Have you turned it on? Have you turned it off and on lately? I felt like the IT crowd. I really did. I felt like, have you turned it on and off lately? All right. Now just do an unexpected reboot.
Totally gets all the problems worked out.
Get all the problems worked out.
It reminds me of the story of the lady who had problems with her mouse. Trouble is, she had it on the floor. She was putting her foot on it, trying to click it and move it. Oh, thought it was a foot pedal.
That's hilarious. I don't know how this sewing machine works.
Exactly.
All right, on a lighter note, let's do the top 10 goofiest video games. All right, let's continue to the gallery. Number... I'm double check and make sure I'm saying the right one. Number 10, No More Heroes, Desperate Struggle for the Wii, 2010. That doesn't even sound like No More Heroes, Desperate Struggle. Wait, but most video games, you got to have a hero.
Sounds kind of depressing.
I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to have a hero. Wait a second. Okay, there's it. Okay. Number 9, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. And the reason why they say this is goofy is because you could be Darth Maul or Wolverine skating on a skateboard.
I've actually played that with Darth Maul as the character. He's got his dual sword saber thing. It's fun, man. But goofy, yes.
Goofy, yes. I mean, that's just taking some liberties there. Okay, number 8, of course, Mortal Kombat 2 with friendship.
Say, huh?
Yeah, remember, that's when they introduced friendships for fatalities. So you'd be like, finish him, and you're supposed to like rip their heart out, and you see the blood right. All... No, it'd be a friendship, and you'd give them a present or a little cute
doll. Come get
doll.
Up, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad they don't do that in the new... I've played some of the newer Mortal Kombat. Thank goodness friendships are nowhere near those games.
Give them a warm embrace. Yeah.
Let's see. We're on number 5. Paper Mario, the 1,000-year door. Okay. You know what? I haven't played this one. So let's read what they say. This game's humor is subtle. The Exonauts have their own slapstick bubbling character, which... typical in just about every comedy known to man. The parody characters like Rock Hawk and Don Patina have enough jokes and movie television character references to make you feel like you've been watching a smart comedy. Bowser's goofball chapters put this game's goofiness over the top. And if that doesn't make you laugh, then what's your idea of a good comedy? The Ringer? Or Kindergarten Cop? So basically it's saying it's a parody of itself, even though it's Mario. So this is one game I have to admit I wanted to play when it first came out. Couldn't because at the time I was dealing with children. Being
you trying
born.
To say you were doing the adult thing instead of neglecting your video games? Come on.
Isn't that a shocker? Conquer. Bad Fur Day. That says it all. I remember that game for the Nintendo 64. Man, he fights poo. I think that's enough said. I think
poo fighter.
He's a poo fighter. I think that says enough right there. Bugsy's and Claw Encounters of the Furry Kind. Title says it all.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Remember, these are the... coming in at number 8, Earthworm Jim. And that was a classic game. I remember playing in that on the 60 on the Genesis.
Oh yeah, Earthworm Jim. I forgot all about that.
Oh yeah. And that was just a game that just didn't take itself seriously, but it had wonderful gameplay. Super Gym Fighter Mini Mix.
That's a new one on me.
Apparently it was like Street Fighter. But they didn't look like Street Fighter. They looked like bad anime porn. Number 10, I just played this this was the one of the last games I played on my PS3 before it decided to go bonker. Sam and Max, because my sons are named Sam and Max.
How sweet.
So I had to play this game for him. Sam and Max Save the Worlds. And yeah, this is probably one of the most goofiest games I've ever seen. When they somehow fit a Star Trek reference while a robot is humping their building. I'm pretty sure that this is probably one of the goofiest games around. And then the next level in it is you're beating up Santa Claus. Yeah, this is one of the goofiest games ever.
Sounds as if.
Clay Fighter for the Super Nintendo, 1993. I do remember playing this game as well. Yes, it is 100% jokey. I literally, because it was clay. You were. How can you beat up clay? Silent pause.
Speaking of these old games, have you noticed that at these game stores, like the game exchanges and places like that, you can actually go in and get these games we're talking about still.
Oh yeah,
have quite a supply of them.
You know, I would love to get these games. The only problem with it is I don't have the systems anymore. I wish I had a 64, although my Wii will play 64 games. I wish I had the Sega Genesis. I wish I had the Graphics Turbo 16. Oh gosh, I wish I had that. Wish I had a Dreamcast.
Yeah, you can download the emulators for them and play them on the computer, but they're just not the same.
Shh, that's a little bit illegal.
Oh wait.
Yeah, you don't want to say that out loud.
I own all the games I'm playing on the emulator. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, should I even read this one? Man arrested after deputy finds calf in backseat.
Uh-oh.
Should I even go any further?
I don't know. That's kind of scary there.
In New Mexico, authorities have arrested three men found with a 220-pound calf in the backseat of their car. The men were accused of cattle rustling, but we all know what they were really doing.
Yeah, we were gonna haul this calf out into the middle of the field and just see how tough we were against it.
They were charged. They were jailed on charges of suspicion of larceny with livestock, conspiracy, lack. Can't even get through.
Calves have feelings too.
Lack of a bill of sale for exporting livestock. The last one is just like, really? Come on, larceny. That's good. I can see that one. I can see conspiracy. But then lack of a bill to sell and export the livestock. You're going to call one huge calf a livestock.
You're legally transporting this calf, sir.
Here's the question I have. Was it alive?
That was going to be my question.
And were they all wearing, or was there a pack of rubbers found in the car? That's pretty much all I want to know. That's pretty much all I want.
Where was this at?
New Mexico. Carlsbad. Carlsbad. As I'm reading it like it sounds. Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Maybe there were aliens. That's what that's got to be.
It's got to be what it was. It's got to be. That's all the stories on the list as far as I'm concerned. Those are like the bad ones. Like, we didn't get into the lady playing the Street Fighter violin theme. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Since
yeah,
we were it. Doing the video game yeah. stuff, and while I'm loading that up, did you know that Apple stocks actually hit $1,000 over the week?
What?
Yeah. And here it is. Street Fighter on violin. Fight.
That's looking good.
Hadouken! Tiger Who! Tiger Who! it's pretty bad that I know the sounds that go with it.
That's pretty darn good, man.
Yeah, it is very good. You know what? She plays Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, too. You want to hear that, too? She's kind of hot looking. I might... Rawr. Oh, and she dressed up as the Pink Ranger.
She's totally owning it. Oh, nice.
Go, go, Power Rangers! No, it's... That's... Okay, it's amazing that she's playing it on a violin. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to dismerge her for that whatsoever. But doggone, what makes me feel bad is that I know exactly where she is on the song, where the video would be, like the gray goo would be on the one side. Oh, gosh, that's just so wrong. Oh.
She's got some guts with the outfit.
With
the
outfit and everything. Well, you know, check it out. You know, she did a whole bunch of video game stuff. Hold on. She did Super Mario Brother in costume.
Oh, God. Then we got to see that.
She did Luigi and Mario. This bitch is bad.
She got somebody on the keyboard.
It's her on the keyboard.
Both.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna bust out this one. Mortal Kombat.
Give it to me.
Oh yeah. I think we're gonna go out with this one.
Go dig in my attic and find my old Nintendo.
Right.
Fight. Liu Kang. Song Tzu. Katana. Smoke. Finish him. Nerd power.
You got the voices down, man.
I know. Isn't that pitiful? Oh, wow. She does Evanescence, no less, too.
Some talent there, man.
Yeah. I may have to start playing, like, maybe, like, every intro, maybe do one of her things, because she does even Evanescence.
That's awesome.
I don't know how this song. And all she needs is the drum in the back. Now, if she does some Paramore. Okay. Have you played Portal?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to have to induct you into Portal. This is a triumph. This is the, like, at the end of the game, this is the song they play at in the Portal.
All the credits.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's the thing that you just beat singing a song about how it wants to kill you.
A sweet death.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, and what made it famous is it was a beautiful song just in itself, but I'm going to have to play like the originals. Hey, you know what? I think we've wasted enough time. We've all snapped them to the point of no return. For all those people listening, please go to send us an email You can send us an email at osnapshow@gmail.com. You can Facebook like us at osnapshow. You can Facebook us individually. I think Keith and Davis is just Keith and Davis at facebook.com/Keith and Davis. I am actually facebook.com/brosus, BROSUESS. The website is brosus.com now. Yes. And hey, look, what are you promoting?
Oh, this week I just got to go with the tiny URL /girlgetsmarried.
And I'm promoting brosus.com. Hey, check us out. There's some video game things that I'm going to talk to Keithan about off the air that I want to do that we're working on. And thank you guys once again. Oh, yeah. Mr. Beer, Jesus Christ. You are Mr. Beer and Jesus Christ. You're both together drinking beer together. I don't think Jesus made water into wine. I think he made it into some good ass beer, and you guys just didn't know it. That is the show. Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Peace.
If I can find Vid Blaster to close it out. Okay, my video just went dead. But that's because I turned off the Vid Blaster, which turns off Justin TV. You can still hear me, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to turn off the recording so we don't.